from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We come up with something else. I'll figure it out.
You guys are too close for the bus?
It's right there. It's right there on the way to work, so I'll just drop them off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I don't like them riding the bus because there's a bunch of dumbasses on there.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would also say that there's a whole different education that happens on the bus.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Which is probably not all good, but some good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, the bus is it's like Lord of the Flies.
It is.
Like, basically, it's like one of your, especially the middle school bus. Like, that's your first. The elementary school bus was one thing. Like, it was fine.
Right.
But, like, the middle school bus, because the difference between sixth graders and eighth graders
is a big difference.
Sizable.
Yes.
Like, that is a big jump. Yeah, it's like your first little experience of, like.
You definitely gain some street smarts riding the bus.
Yeah. Right. But it's just like your first little experience of, like, oh, this is kind of like what the real world is like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, they'll take your shit. They'll steal from you. Some of them are really nice.
Yeah.
Some will let you sit down next to them.
Some of them won't.
Some were jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, you're going to be fighting.
Some of them might try to fight you.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, you want to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Find out whether you're not faster than six Samoan guys.
Yeah, you know me. I'm all about fighting. I was gladiator ready. Like hot Cuba Gooding Jr. was, I was ready. Like, let's go.
I was not.
Yeah.
I was, let's see how fucking fast I can
right.
get away from these fuckers.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, we came in like, okay. Because, like, oh, man. I remember, because I went to middle school in Virginia, which was fine, whatever. When I went to school in Macon, Georgia, and went to McAvoy, and McAvoy was like a damn, like, this first time I would experience being in middle school with kids that are supposed to be, like, in the 11th grade.
Sure.
Like, that shit was a fucking war zone. And them motherfucking kids were just, and I'm talking about, you want to talk about fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, y'all want to play with me? Okay, fine. Let's go fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we'll fight.
Yeah, because if you're in eighth grade and you're supposed to be in high school.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it might be rough.
Yeah, and I was like, and so it was crazy because that's why I said stay with my grandma. That's when I got kicked out of Germany. And so I had to stay with grandma. And I just remember, like, okay, there was, like, getting on the bus. I was like, fine, whatever, whatever. Obviously, I was a new kid. Let me sit on the bus. Let me sit down. And then everything was fine. That's when I wore them tight-ass pants. I didn't know that people didn't wear tight pants. So I got joned on the whole day to get home. And the dude next door, I never forget his name, Bud.
Oh,
Bud was one of them dudes that's supposed to be in high school, still in middle school. And I remember him and his buddies were picking at me in the back of the bus. So I just jumped up. And I was like, y'all, hey, let's go. So we get off the bus. I go in the house and get the fucking baseball bat. And them three are sitting out there waiting on me, and I came out swinging. And so grandma was, Randy, get back. I'll never forget.
So how close to the house did the bus let you all? Right in front?
Right in front.
And so, they all four of y'all got off. You go inside the house, and they waited on you.
Yeah, they were three. They were bigger than me, so I'm like, okay,
yeah,
we'll get the damn bat.
It's equalizer.
And it came out swinging that motherfucker. That's right, like, movie. Yes. So never had no issues ever again.
I bet not.
And then, but the funny thing was, like, again, these motherfuckers. So I now moved to Fort Valley, PG, and so I had to go to summer school. And by then, everybody at Peach kind of knew me. I was on the football team, everything. So, and them motherfuckers had to do summer school in Fort Valley. And I'll never forget that the guy got bigger than and walked by and I tapped him on the shoulder. But he looked up. He looked up. Randy? Like, hey, what up, man? How you doing?
How's it going?
I said, ain't you like 20 now?
Yeah.
Ain't you like, should you be like, because I think if you're 20 in high school, you might be able to get your GED.
At a certain point, they just kind of let you get your
GED. Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day. I was like, we ought to fuck you up in here. You know what I mean?
Well done.
Well done, man.
Well done.
So, good thing about growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit that growth spurt. Was bigger than you? All right. No problem. But yeah, that was about, I'm like, I've gotten to fight all the time in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Oh, it can be like that.
Yeah.
Like that. That's what middle school is like for some kids, for sure.
You were running from Samoans.
In sixth grade. Yeah, in sixth grade. And then...
Did they ever catch you?
Thank God, no. The Asian kids at my bus stop did one time. I started getting off at the other bus stop because all the Asian kids at my bus stop, same shit.
Right.
Like, fuck, get the white kid.
Right.
And I was like, fuck. I wasn't faster than them.
Right.
They jumped me one day. So. But then I got off at the bus stop before because it was about the same distance to my house, but... it wasn't my assigned bus stop, so I got off there for a little while. And then the Samoan kids were like, "Oh, he thinks he's sneaky. We're gonna get him." So, but luckily, I was faster.
That's right. Heavy legs. I didn't get to any battles, any shit like that, until high school. But there were some fucking battles. It was almost like gangs and shit. Like,
oh yeah,
there was a group. There was a big group of fucking white boys. They called themselves the Bayou Boys.
Yeah.
The fucking Confederate flag motherfuckers. You know that group of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I was friends with black dudes and Filipino dudes. You know, white dudes. You know. And it was every fucking weekend. It was across the street from the school at McDonald's is where it would start. Then on Friday night, it's almost like when we ran across one of their guys. If somebody ran across one of our dudes at some house party or something like that, and he was by himself, he would get jumped.
Right.
Then we would jump in the cars and go find them motherfuckers where they were partying. And go, fucked up this guy's dad before. Like, bro, my best friend's little brother, who was only 2 years separation. So, all right, look, we called ourselves the Dog Pound. So,
yes.
The little group, the brothers group, the younger guys, they were the Puppy Pound, and they hated us calling them that. One of them got jumped at some point, so we went to this and rolled up on this dude's party, probably 10 of us in 3 trucks, and went out. And the dude that was the main 2 guys, we sent him in there to fight him, and if anybody else interfered, we were going to jump in. Well, somebody else interfered on the fight. So we got in, and then the dude's dad came up out the house. We don't know who the fuck he is, and he got beat down too.
Get him,
you know. But yeah, that was crazy. Fucking high school was fucking insane.
Yeah,
that's what the sixth grade bus was like. But then by seventh grade, like, I played basketball with a lot of the kids that rode the bus, so it got better. Because they're like, oh, all right, he's good at basketball. Don't fuck him.
Right.
So that helped that out. And then by eighth grade, you know, you're bigger than a lot of other people on the bus, and you're just friends with everybody at that point. Then it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, by eighth grade, riding the bus was great because, like, there's girls, you know.
Yeah.
Everything was
cool. I was a fucking
sixth grade was an awakening.
And that was the thing. I was not going to be fucked with by nobody. And I was like, you know what? And my mother told me, she's like, hey, don't let anybody fuck with you. Just like that. That's what mama was. That's what mama was on that GN hard too. I'm saying, hey, don't let nobody fuck with you. All right. She said, don't worry about it. I'll come get you. She said, I'll come get you. Don't let nobody
that's
fuck
right.
with you. She said, don't let nobody fuck with you. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
What's funny is I don't remember. I probably, it's one of those things where it's like, it just kind of was normal, or it was life. Like, it's like my mom didn't ever go to the school and was like, hey, these kids are trying to beat my son up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like every day.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
It was just what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know that my mom, I don't know that she even really knew about it.
You
know?
Right.
It was like, I would get home and then I'm fine. You know? But, how was school? That was fine.
That's fine.
Why are you breathing so hard?
No worries.
Ran up the hill from a bunch of fucking Samoan guys. Stomp me out. Fucking Vita Vea and all that.
Yeah.
Luckily, all the guys that lived close to me weren't those guys, you know? All the great Samoan football players went to Rainier Beach.
Right. Is it on a beach?
Kinda. Right. It's on the lake. It's Lake Washington.
Oh, okay.
But you can see Mount Rainier from it. Right. It's very deceiving because you think Rainier Beach, like, that sounds nice.
Right.
Mount Rainier Beach.
Right.
And there are some really nice houses down there too, but it's also probably, I don't know. It depends on the era of Seattle, one of the worst neighborhoods. Right now, it's not, I don't think. I don't even know if there are bad neighborhoods in Seattle anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything costs $1 million to live there.
It's expensive as hell, man. Tech company.
Every little, like, inexpensive part of town has been gentrified. Like, my neighborhood when I was a kid was, I don't know, one of those neighborhoods that, like, if you would tell people, like, what high school you went to, you could find out how they felt about basically people of color by the way that they would respond.
Right.
Because, like, in college, I would tell white classmates where I went to high school in Seattle. They would be like, ooh, what was that like?
Wow.
Oh, so you don't like black people?
Yeah.
Got it. I understand. But now, like, it's all the tech people live there. My mom's house is the same house she moved into in 19.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
1991. I have no idea.
Have they been putting money into these areas, though? At least, like, building them up? Or
a little bit. No. You know, the area gets nice enough, then people vote on different shit. Like, we didn't have any public transit. There was no light rail system in Seattle until, like, the last 15 years.
Yeah.
But now the light rail sure serves that part of the community. Like, all kinds of shit that you would never see. Mm-hmm. Like, even just, like, businesses, like, that wouldn't ever dare be seen in South Seattle are now everywhere.
Right.
Just because it's a different...
That's hard to remember that.
You probably don't have to run from people when you get off the bus.
Worst middle school, if I remember, damn, this dude, David, he looked just like Tupac, one of them old cats. And he was beefing with this boy. Boy runs out of school, tries to jump in his mama's car. David picks up a brick.
Oh, shit.
Picks up a fucking brick and throws it into the fucking windshield of this boy's mama's car. Anybody who's listening, that's what going to McAvoy Middle School in Macon was like.
That,
yes.
You got to be such a badass.
Fucking war zone.
Like, normally when people come around, people kind of straighten up.
No.
Not David.
David grabbed that fucking brick and BOW!
Dude, that shit was like fucking lean on me. That's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.